Mayor Stevens joining us now on the phone. Good to be with you today.
Hey, Aaron, and happy Monday.
Happy Monday. It's a really nice day, isn't it?
It is. Well, you're entirely right. It has been very quiet in terms of Hillsborough sort of town government right now. Things are just flowing smoothly. Next week, a couple of big meetings, including the Board of Commissioners meeting and a public hearing. And probably what's foremost on our mind is this is the last week that we are taking applications for the appointment to the Board of Commissioners. And we expect to go through those applications and decide on who will be interviewed next Monday at our board meeting.
And how many? There's four candidates, four people who have already applied to be appointed. We mentioned Matt Hughes was the first one to announce that he was interested. He was the third one to officially apply. Anna Linville and James Schweitzer, you mentioned last week, I think, and then Amos Jessup is the fourth. The whole list is on the town's website. How many ultimately, obviously we don't know how many are going to end up applying by the end of the week, but how many do you anticipate interviewing?
Well, you know, that is a big unknown, and so I'm not sure how valuable my anticipation is. What we hope for is that we would have a number of applications that we have to sort through. There's lots of folks. You know, there is no perfect set of qualifications. This is about, you know, what do people bring to the table? You know, I feel like there's a wide agreement in town, not universal, but there's wide agreement in town that basically Hillsborough is heading in the right direction. You know, for somebody who wants to be on the team, it's like, what do I bring to the table? And certainly all these candidates too. There's four who have submitted their applications now. We will be taking applications through the 11th. I did read in the News of Orange that there's another candidate named Brian Larson who had announced that he was going to file his application. I haven't seen that yet. So I'm expecting that we will get a few more before the week is over. And who knows, we may get a lot more. I think when Durham went through this not too long ago, there was something like 20 applications.
And is all of that to say there's no set number of interviews that the board will be conducting? If you get 50 applications and all of them are worth an interview, then you'll try to get as many in as possible? Or is there a ceiling that you're looking at there?
Well, a lot of this was modeled after we've heard people commenting how much they appreciated the openness and transparency mm-hmm. of what Durham, when they went through this process. And so we looked at what they did and it modeled a lot of what we did after that. They said they were going to take up to seven folks from their 20-some applications to interview. And we said pretty much the same thing. Durham went ahead and ended up interviewing nine. You know, we might have seven applicants and decide that, you know, we want to do four interviews. I think we lean towards just doing more interviews than less. But I think we do want to hold it down to about seven. And that's part of what we will be having a conversation about and making our anticipate making our decisions next Monday night about which folks in this pool that we would be interviewing. We also want to create opportunities for not only folks to be interviewed. Of course, all those interviews would be open to the public. We also for the public to comment in general at large for support of a particular candidate. And, you know, think that would be valuable information. At the same time, want to say just because somebody has a large following or doesn't have a large following, that's not necessarily going to be a decisive. That's part of what we're going to see is the information mix. So in many ways, you know, this has never happened on my watch. The last time this happened was something like 14 years ago or 16 years ago, I guess, when Brian Lowen was appointed, who, of course, is the commissioner who's resigned. And so this is new for all of us on the board, with the exception of Brian. Well, and I guess Evelyn, I was an error there. Evelyn, of course, has been through this too and brings mm-hmm. that valuable experience. So we're feel like we've outlined a good process, but we're open to taking in the information and seeing what we have rather than trying to sort of guess in advance where this is going to take us.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and if you're a Hillsborough resident and you want to submit an application, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website. The application is all online, all the information you need, the information, the list of candidates that have already submitted their applications is all there as well. What should people know if they're interested in maybe filling out the application? Is there anything that they need to know that's not on the website or anything they should know?
Well, I think there's an outline on the website which talks about the process and some expectations. The big thing is look at the calendar. You know, we meet on the second and fourth Mondays of the month, and we have quarterly public hearings, which are on the third Thursday of the month that we have those. So those are you know, one is expected to attend those meetings. One can expect to have additional meetings in any given week, serving on committees, and certainly just being available for public events. So that, I think, is the big one, the availability. What's going to be of interest to us is certainly some civic experience or some experience of kind of working on a board or in a process. One of the things about being mayor or being commissioner is no one person really has the authority to tell anybody what to do. We get things done by working together. And so we're also going to be interested in just how people get their information, how they go about decisions, what kind of experience they've had in that kind of setting.
Availability is actually a really interesting question, just sort of in and of itself, independent of the fact that there's a commissioner search. I don't think people, unless they have served on a town board or they've served on a committee or they've served on a town council or in an elected position, really understand how much time goes into serving on one of these boards. And I know it varies quite a bit from week to week and month to month, if there's meetings going on or not. But typically, how much time do you spend in meetings and in committees and actually working in the service of being, in your case, mayor, but in just any elected capacity?
When people ask me that question, I just say all of it. How many hours? All of them. Well, you know, there's kind of a wide range. Certainly the scheduled meetings, and that's pretty much a given. And when you add all that up in the course of a year, that's substantial, but it's not anything approaching full time. Then you start getting to what's discretionary. And then there's this sort of range of, well, kind of meetings that you may be there, not necessarily being in an unofficial capacity, but, of just being present. And in many ways, being an elected official, I think this is true for the commissioners, it's certainly true for being mayor. To a certain point, you're always kind of on. I could be out to dinner or down at the farmer's market, or just out on the walk. And it's pretty common for people to just say, oh, let me ask you about some sidewalk, or let me ask you about what's happening with road repaving, or tell me about the Colonial Inn or some other thing. And I think that's part of sort of comes with the role. The joke that we often have among ourselves is not just the short hours, it's the high pay. there is a pretty substantial time commitment. There is a stipend, which I'm saying off the top of my head, I want to say it's, I think it's $7,200. And so it's, $7,200, and not, which is not a huge amount, but it is some compensation, but it's certainly not what people would have to make a living. And so I consider it my volunteer work, and other people are very involved in their churches or are very involved in a nonprofit board or with scouts or with something else. This, I think, serving as an elected official is a really wonderful way to get to know your community, to really have an impact, but it is a pretty substantial commitment.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. And again, if you're listening out there, if you're a Hillsborough resident, you want to apply, you've got until Sunday to send in your application. HillsboroughNC.gov is the website with all the information on it if you want to fill that impending vacancy on the town board. Mayor, we got to let you go in a couple minutes, but before we do, I know you want to get the word out about this other event that's coming up on Sunday, which is the, we've been talking about the 200th anniversary of the birth of Frederick Douglass, which Orange County is celebrating. It's also the 200th anniversary of the birth of Elizabeth Keckley, who started life as a slave, lived in Hillsboro, and then went on to earn her freedom, become a really well-known dressmaker, confidant to Mary Todd Lincoln, really significant figure in the 19th century with a local connection. And the Burwell School, right, is doing a whole bunch of events beginning this weekend, right?
Starting this weekend, and this is part of a year-long recognition of Elizabeth Keckley in her bicentennial year. You went over the history quite nicely. Lizzie Keckley came with the Burwells when she was about 17 and spent about 7 years in Hillsboro. That was not a particularly pleasant time in her life, but it was certainly had a had an impact, and she became very successful and wrote a book about her life, all the way from being a slave and to her experience being in the Lincoln White House. And so she's probably, the Burwell School is an incredible site. It's the site of the first school for women in North Carolina. Elizabeth Keckley was not a student there, but was probably one of the more well-known or certainly residents of importance. And so at 11th, Sunday at 3 o'clock, there's going to be a special presentation, and it's one of several that's going to be happening through the year. This one is going to have a local person who's been very involved with that's Beverly Payne, who's a local person and speaks quite a lot about the history, particularly of, especially for Black History Month, but we have about the African-American experience. Also, Dr. Reginald Hildebrand, who's a well-known professor of African-American studies at UNC, is going to be speaking with her and going to be talking about African Methodism, what was life at the, in the experience in Orange County for African-American families. That can sound very academic and esoteric. My experience with these things is you come in and, the Burwell School, you're right there on site, and they're actually quite nice conversations. So check out, you can find information at visithillsboronc.com, and definitely worth getting involved and paying attention throughout the year, as well as this Sunday, about the Keckley Bicentennial.
Absolutely. Again, visit hillsboronc.com for more information. Burwellschool.org if you want to go straight to the Burwell School's website. Hillsboronc.gov, again, is the town's website for more information on town government affairs, including the information that you need if you want to either apply to be on the town board or just keep up with that process. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.